Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm afternoon across Israel, sunny skies in Tel Aviv, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. In Haifa, temperatures are slightly cooler with a chance of evening showers. Here are today's headlines. First, northern Israel faces continued attacks from Hezbollah, with sirens sounding in Safed and Galilee. This comes as the U.S. warns that Iran holds a significant missile arsenal, according to Ynet, from earlier today. Also, CNN reports that China plans to deliver new air defense systems to Iran, raising concerns over the ceasefire's stability. Israel Hayom provided this update earlier this morning. Also this hour, the ceasefire between Iran and Hezbollah remains fragile as the IDF continues operations in Lebanon. The Strait of Hormuz stays closed, as reported by JTA from earlier today. Separately, Iran's new supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, is recovering from severe injuries sustained in an airstrike. The Jerusalem Post shared this report just an hour ago. And finally, Walla reports that despite his injuries, Khamenei remains involved in decision-making, staying mentally sharp as of the last hour. Here's what people are saying online. Ahmed Kuraishi, a political analyst, posted just minutes ago that the Iranian delegation in Islamabad is projecting confidence. Emily Schrader, a commentator, noted earlier today that U.S. intelligence is aware of China's plans to supply Iran with new defense systems. Misdiagnosis, a media contributor, shared that she will be discussing U.S.-Iran negotiations on Newsmax, posting about her upcoming appearance this morning. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in northern Israel, Hezbollah's attacks have intensified, with sirens prompting residents to seek shelter. According to Ynet, the U.S. has issued a strong warning about Iran's missile capabilities, suggesting a heightened threat level. This development raises concerns about regional stability and the potential for escalation. Turning to the report on China's military support to Iran, CNN highlights a significant geopolitical shift, with China poised to supply Iran with advanced air defense systems. This move could undermine ongoing ceasefire efforts and alter the balance of power in the region. The implications could be far-reaching, affecting both regional and global security dynamics. Meanwhile, the fragile ceasefire in Lebanon remains in focus. JTA reports that despite ongoing IDF operations, European leaders advocate for a broader truce that includes Lebanon. The Strait of Hormuz's closure continues to impact international shipping and regional trade. This situation underscores the fragile nature of the ceasefire and the potential for broader conflict. In Iran, Mojtaba Khamenei's recovery is closely watched. Following his severe injuries, his ability to remain politically active is crucial. The Jerusalem Post's report suggests that his continued involvement in decision-making is vital for Iran's political stability. His health and leadership will influence Iran's domestic and foreign policy directions. On the economic front, first, a warning from Mariv Business. Europe's jet fuel reserves are set to deplete in 3 weeks. The ongoing closure of the Strait of Hormuz exacerbates this issue, posing a challenge for the peak tourist season. Separately, CTEC reviews Apple's iPhone 17e, noting its affordability alongside performance trade-offs. Despite strong pricing, the smaller screen and single camera are mentioned. And finally, Ynet Business reports that a Tel Aviv businessman must pay $50 million to his ex-wife. The court's decision highlights asset concealment issues and financial legalities. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.